Now, that's a sound you don't want to hear, and apparently there are some others that precede it that may give you a shot at getting out of a building when it collapses under the weight of snow. Workers in that building, a technology company in Easton, Massachusetts, escaped in time Wednesday. They heard creaking sounds and saw ceiling tiles falling. They pulled off their headsets and ran out just in time. That's just one of more than 70 roofs and buildings that have given way in Massachusetts in the wake of two major storms this past week. In Middletown, Connecticut, the whole front and third floor of an old brick building crashed down on a main street.
It was a huge impact and a blast of debris flying and dust right in my face. Luckily, I had an umbrella, and actually I was like screaming.
That sound from WTNH. In Chicago, a church where Martin Luther King spoke, a National Historic Landmark, sustained heavy damage when part of the roof came crashing in. There are conflicting reports as to whether it was heavy snow or wind and lightning. Outside Chicago, the roof of a roller rink and the garden center of a Kmart caved in. Thankfully, no one hurt. Home and business owners in many states are scrambling to remove heavy snow and ice dams from their roofs to keep them from collapsing. It's dangerous business. All of this means a lot of work for companies that specialize in removing weather's remnants from way up high. A dangerous job. Here now's David Boeri. He tagged along with one of the crew of reporters, or roofers rather, here in the Boston area.
Up goes a ladder to the roof of a two-story that's growing icicles on Old Surrey Road in Acton. A lovely street with an ugly problem. Ice dams.
It's a real pain having all this snow on the roofs. It's just, I'm not at work because of this.
It's a royal pain in the butt, is what Doug MacArthur has actually said to the boys from Three Sons Remodeling. They're boots on the ground and on the housetops of beleaguered homeowners here. Water is seeping in on one ceiling behind the shingles, and it's starting to turn brown from the tar in the asphalt. Not good, but not as bad as roofer Rob Newtley has seen elsewhere.
Really bad, really bad. Like, looks like a faucet's turned on inside on one warm day a couple weeks ago.
Walking the pitched roof with shovels, Rob and two co-workers scrape, push, and heave the snow over the sump. The key to understanding ice dams is the dam ice, Rob says.
It's the snow being stuck on your roof. It comes down, and when it starts to melt, it goes down to the end. And it creates a dam.
The snow melts from underneath, often from heat escaping from a poorly insulated house.
When it gets colder out, it refreezes, and that dam gets bigger and bigger. And then eventually, when all the snow is still on your roof and it starts to melt big time, it's just going to back up. It's going to be like a reservoir caught behind the dam. That's why it's called a snow dam.
So Three Sons, actually their son and uncle and a friend, have hit Old Surrey Road big. And people are coming out of their houses to throw money at them. Typically, $400 to $600 a roof. Jim Horgan says this is only the second time he's had to deal with ice dams.
First time, well, probably that 95, 96 time, and I was able to do it myself. This time, nope, didn't even want to think about it.
Unwilling to climb the roof, he did try throwing a couple of nylons stuffed with salt up onto the ice dam. Rob's uncle, Peter Newtley, finds them and turns to fellow roofer Craig Cunningham.
Dude, don't be taking your pantyhose off on the roof. I told you about that.
What people have been doing, I don't really know how well it works.
Getting rid of the snow works. Short of that, electrical heating wires can melt the dam, or more directly, an assault by claw hammer. It's like busting rocks to make a trench. You know, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama? Once this canal is cut through the ice, the reservoir runs over the roof. For $400 to $600, the Three Sons are saving ceilings and walls from Rorschach stains of tar paper brown. And Old Surrey Road can't get enough of it.
So what do you prefer, working on roofs in the summer or the wintertime?
Neither.
That report from Here and Now is David Boeri. Quick note, next week on Here and Now, some stories for you. We have retiring post-war baby boomers being told to buy annuities and reverse mortgages. But what are the pitfalls? Also, country music greats, including a reunited Alabama, pay tribute to Waylon Jennings. That's next week.